And we begin by asking Rich how that scene on 18 matches up all time in terms of Tiger Woods moments.
It's right up there. I mean, he's had greater performances, 97 Masters, 2000 U.S. Open, but it's possible he's never had a greater, more meaningful, more poignant moment than what he had yesterday. I mean, it was fans on the field ripping down the goalposts. It was raw emotion. It was a scene you do not witness in the sport of golf. You just don't. And it's only Tiger. Only Tiger can generate it.
You tweeted out that you were going to have your essay about, I mean, I love your essays when it comes to the majors, and they're so important to the broadcast. They're fantastic. What was the basic message about this one regarding Tiger Woods?
Essentially, it was that not long ago, May of last year, when he had the DUI, we saw that video of just a broken man, where we were on the cusp of assessing Tiger's career with the opening line that would basically say, what a shame. That's how it was going to start. Hey, how about Tiger Woods? What a shame. And then maybe we'd get into all the great things he had done. But that's kind of the way it was going to end, that his career would finish in ruins. And to climb back, to have done the hard work, you give him all the credit in the world. I think that day was a wake-up call. It was his bottom. He went and courageously asked for help, not an easy thing to do. And I think that's the sort of under-reported discussed part of this comeback. Yes, it was a comeback from back issues. Four surgeries is not easy. But the comeback from the shame, humiliation of the scandal and what happened last year, that requires an awful lot of work. He doesn't want to talk about it, and that's his right. It's a private matter. But he did the hard work. He put a mirror up to his life, and he's come out the other end with this sense of gratitude for being able to play the game, forget about win, for having the opportunity, and for having recovered this gift. One thing we always knew about Tiger, and we didn't know a lot, was that he had a gift for a hard game. And to squander a gift that precious is a tragedy. And he was on his way to being a tragic figure. And that's why he's much more relatable now. Because if you've had an issue in your life, if you've ever been a mess, I have. If you've ever had to ask for help, I have. You know that isn't an easy, it is not easy. And so that's why Tiger at last, always the superhuman athlete, that's why at last he's relatable, is because there's this humility. He always had competitive arrogance, which you need to be as great as he was. He has Michael Jordan's competitive arrogance. But now he has some humility, humility that comes with having been knocked on your ass. And he got up. And he there's a sort of a maturity now to his overall presentation and to his game. He's not swinging as violently. He understands now that if I swing a little more smoothly, if I hit more fairways, I have a chance to put iron in my hand, and nobody's a better iron player than me. Then he's going to win a lot of tournaments. So now, you know, we can, you know, as we get into early part of next year, we can begin to talk about some of those records. Sneed certainly is you give him a great chance to get to 83 and beyond. But Nicklaus is another matter. We talked to Jack last night. Jack says he still thinks Tiger has a chance, figures he'll play another 40 majors or so into his early 50s. And you don't put it past Tiger. I still think it's a long shot. But that raises the point. How will the current crop of players respond to this Tiger? They did not respond well at all. And that was the other story this past weekend.
With Rich Lerner of the Golf Channel, and that's what I was hoping to get to with you, Rich, that for years we were wondering, how will these young, cocky players play if they're actually paired up against vintage Tiger Woods. And we saw vintage Tiger for 72 holes this weekend. And Rory McIlroy, he's right there with Johnson and Spieth and these young stud players who have won titles and we know they can perform. Finally gets paired up with Tiger on a Sunday, and he melted down. He shoots a 74. How much of that was the Tiger effect, in your opinion?
It's hard to know. I mean, you'd have to say it factored. I think it's the crowds, it's the size of it all, the noise of it all, the movement from green to tee when Tiger finishes. There's a force field that I just don't think even players of McIlroy's caliber are used to. So I think you'd have to say it has an effect. I mean, he was just sort of lifeless. He looked almost like a little boy in with a grown man. And I'm talking about a guy who's won four majors, who's really capable. And he missed a golden opportunity. You know, he was three back. You're playing with Tiger. The whole world's focused on Tiger. That's where, if you're one of the greats of the game, you go out and you do it, you know, Denzel Washington in Training Day. You say, I'm the man up in this piece. And you shoot 64. And you take it to Tiger. And he didn't do it. And so now, you know, we're all left to wonder until we get to the Masters next year. What is that? What is that effect on these players? And next year is not only a big year for Tiger, because he's running out of time in terms of the majors. We've never had a player 43 or older win multiple majors, but he's playing three venues where he's won majors: Augusta, obviously, Bethpage Black, and Pebble Beach. It is also a very big year for McIlroy, Spieth, Dustin, etc.
As far as this game goes, Rich, do you think the one shot that was symbolizes like Tiger's back was on the Saturday? He hit it long. He had a flop shot that he kind of chunked, and then he had an incredibly difficult up and down, and he hit this bullet into the bank, and it went right next to the pin. He made par, where the Tiger 2 or 3 years ago, he might have made an eight there. Who knows what he would have done? That seemed like a defining shot.
That was, and Brandel did a big breakdown how difficult it is to come back from. If you want to call it the chipping yips, whatever it was, I know some teachers don't subscribe to that theory, but his chipping difficulties, that was the one that said his touch is back. I think most importantly and ominously for Spieth and McIlroy and company is the fact that his driver looks really good. Mm-hmm. He's not trying to kill the ball anymore. He understands that in his 40s, he can be a different and still effective player. Hit fairways, man. I talked to McIlroy about this off the golf course up in Philadelphia. Tiger as long as you. And he says, no, I got him by 15, 20 most times. And Rory said, basically, I tell Tiger, stop trying to hit it with me. You don't need to. You have too many other facets of the game. I mean, he's a superior iron player to what Rory is. I mean, that's where Rory needs to improve. He drove the ball crappy yesterday. But bottom line is, if Tiger's 305 playing from the short grass, you know, it's kind of game over, as good as he is with his irons. And that's what Gary Koch pointed out on Saturday. Do you see that rehearsal swing Tiger makes where he just sort of drops the club over his shoulders, like a long, languid kind of a rehearsal swing? Tiger is now focused more on rhythm than he is on positions with the golf swing. And he's coaching himself. That's the other big thing. He doesn't have a coach. He's trusting himself. It's just been like a remarkable process where he's done all of the work emotionally, personally, psychologically, and with respect to his golf swing, and now we're seeing the results. It's more of like a grown up Tiger. It's like an age appropriate Tiger. Even the fist pumps aren't as intense. They're good. You know, he gave us one at Belle Reve, but it's an older, wiser Tiger who's been through a lot, and that. That's potentially a really, really good Tiger in terms of competition.
It was awesome all weekend. We can't wait to see all the coverage on the Golf Channel leading up to the Ryder Cup. We got to fly, but really appreciate you doing this for us. Thank you, Rich.
Anytime, guys. Enjoyed it. Take care.
There's Rich Lerner of the Golf Channel. Ryder Cup this weekend in Paris.